pointed out the other day that when it comes to the mitzvah of kiddush, there's different shittos to be shown in what part of kiddush is d'oraisa, what part of kiddush is d'rabbanan. We passed an halacha based on the psak of the Rambam, and the dominant position of Bali Atos is that when it comes to the mitzvah of kiddush, the words that we recite, that is d'oraisa. Zochar Hashem HaShabbos HaKadsho, Zachor B'dvorim, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. The fact that we have a kos, and the fact that we drink that kos, that's only midrabbanan. And what emerges, therefore, is what the Mogen Avram points out in Shulchan Aruch, is that when a man davens in Shul Ma'ariv, and he davens, and he says Vayechulu in Shul, and he says Shemona Esrei in Shul, so really, in principle, he satisfied his mitzvah to Orais of Kiddush when he says the words of Shabbos in Shul. So when he comes home, his wife, who is Chayeves in Kiddush, a woman is Chayeves in Kiddush on the same level as a man, she's Chayeves min HaTorah, she presumably did not daven Ma'ariv, and therefore the man's only Chayim Drabbanan. So is it possible that a Drabbanan can be Motzi A the Oraisa? This is the question that's asked by Rav Yecheskel Landau. He knows the Yehuda in a sefer, a commentary in the margin of Shulchan Aruch called the Dogel Mervava. He wants to know how is the men are bimotzi as their wives? After all, he's only chayv drabbanan and she's chayeves min haTorah. So the question, the truth is based on a very important principle, which is debatable whether really the question even gets off the ground. The Rosh has a comment in Maseches Brachos in the third perek, that we have a concept in general called arvus, kol yisrael arevim zeh lazeh, which means, in the halachic sphere, is that if I am chayv in a mitzvah, you're chayv in a mitzvah, even if I've already satisfied my obligation, I have a chiyuv to see to it that you satisfy your obligation as well. I'm an arev, a guarantor, to make sure you satisfy your obligation. So if I was already yotzei kiddush, I can still, let's say I had a kiddush in shul, I can come home and make kiddush for my family because even though I was already Yotzei, they weren't Yotzei yet, and I have an obligation to see to it that they satisfy their obligation as well, based on the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh. So the Rosh has a comment in resolving contradictory Gemaras that maybe women are not part of this concept of Arvus. There is no Arvus by women. For if, after all, if women were part of Arvus, there'd be no problem whatsoever that a Drabbanan can Motzi a Doraisa, because there's a notion of arvus, and I have to guarantee that my wife satisfies her obligation, and therefore there is such a concept, and as a result, there's no issue at all. But if you assume that women are not bichlal arvus, they don't have arvus, there's no arvus for women, there's no arvus from women, so as a result, then maybe this question does get off the ground. Of course, you could certainly argue, and it's a very strong argument, and in fact, maybe that ends the whole question, is that true? Maybe women don't have arvus to be motzi others. In other words, if a woman already satisfied her obligation, let's say she satisfied an obligation, does she have arvus for others? Maybe you could argue she has no arvus for others, but others, a man has arvus, and a woman, he can go ahead and satisfy her obligation. That's the pashut shot, and therefore the question really doesn't get off the ground, but there's some other interesting answers I just want to bring out. It's a very fascinating Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch says as follows. If you take a look at the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gemara there seems to say that just like we have to mention Maisa Bereishis in Kiddush, you also have to mention Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim in your Kiddush. That's part of the Kiddush, and that's what we do Friday night. We say Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. If you don't say Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim, says the Minchas Chinuch, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. So as a result, when you go ahead and say your Shemona Esrei, and you say your Masker Shabbos and Shemona Esrei, is there any mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim there? It says the Minchas Chinuch, there's no mention there of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, you said it in Kriyat Shema, but not there when your Masker Shabbos together with no Yitzias Mitzrayim. As a result, the man was not satisfied, has not satisfied his obligation of Kiddush D'oraisa. So he still comes home, he's still Chayv Min HaTorah. And since he's Chayv Min HaTorah, she's Chayeves Min HaTorah, the man can certainly be Motzi the wife, even if there is no notion of Arvus. That's the Kiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. If it's true, and we accept that, then you do have a problem on Yontif, because on Yontif in the Shemona Esrei, you have the Haskara of Yontif and Haskara of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore the question would arise. Just in this context of a very, very fascinating Tosus, in Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin, I just want to mention to you, because it's a cute Tosus. So Tosus points out, what's the connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Shabbos? What exactly is that connection? We know in the Aseres HaDibros, in the Parshas Vayeshanan, it does say that we keep Shabbos, Zecher, Yitzias Mitzrayim, but what's the deeper idea? So a lot of different answers are given. But the Tosus has a striking comment. He quotes the Mechilta. And Mechilta says, what kind of work? The Pasuk says, what kind of work did we do in Mitzrayim? We did Avodas Parach. We did Avodas Parach. So what's the Gematria Parach? I don't know what the Gematria Parach is. But Tosus wants to know, what's the reverse Gematria Parach? Atbash Gematria Parach. If you go backwards, Tav is worth Aleph and Aleph is worth 400. What's the Gematria Parach? So Tosus points out do the math. Pei is the sixth to last letter of the alphabet. That's a vav. Parech. Resh is the third to last letter of the alphabet. So that's worth gimel in the atbash gematria. Vav gimel, how much is that? 9. Parech. Chaf. Going forward is the 11th. If you go backwards in the 22-letter alphabet, what's the 11th letter going backwards? Lamed, the next letter. The next letter, Lamed. Lamed is worth 30. So what's Avodah? Avodas Parech. What did we do in the midst in its rhyme? What was the Avodah? Avodas Lamedes. Avodas Lamedes. Gimel, Vav, Lamed. Avodas Lamedes. We did Lamedes Malachos. That was the nature of the labor in Mitzrayim. And when we got out of Mitzrayim, so we relieved of that Avodas Lamedes. That's what Tosa says. That's the connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shabbos. There are certainly other connections as well, but that is what the Minchas Kinnuch writes. And therefore, since you don't say Yetzias Mitzrayim in Yishmona Esrei, you can come home from Shul, you're Chayev Min HaTorah, she's Chayevus Min HaTorah, and a man, even if you assume that women don't have Arvus in your direction, a man can be Motzi his wife in Kiddush. Have an awesome day. Oh, today, Mincha is at 12:35. At Mincha, I will be just addressing briefly the security